and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Every day we stand in an epic spiritual battle between good and evil, and safety is of the Lord. This is Truth Dealer Radio. Warning believers to wake up and be sober, encouraging believers to stand on the Word of God, and motivating believers to be truth dealers with a bold witness for Jesus Christ in these end times. And now the host of Truth Dealer Radio, Brian Moonen.
It's Truth O'Clock.
Praise God. Welcome back to Truth Dealer Radio, where no matter what time zone you're in, it's Truth O'Clock. And I'm Brian Moonen, and I'm sounding the alarm, asking you to wake up and join the battle for truth. Of course, the truth is God's Word. The Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart, Hebrews 4:12. On today's show, I want to talk about the joy of the Lord, and yet I will joy. From Habakkuk 3:18, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. A lot of times we find ourselves in places where our joy seems to be limited. We seem to grow weary in well-doing. We seem tired, worn down by all that's going on. Sometimes it's our own actions. Sin can limit joy. We're going to talk about that. But we're going to talk about the pathway to full joy, according to Jesus Christ, abiding in his love, abiding and keeping his commandments. And we're just going to give glory to God. Jesus Christ, the Lord, teaches us in John chapter 15 that full joy is dependent on abiding in the love of Jesus, abiding in him, staying in his love, submitting to him, submitting to the Father and his will, and keeping his commandments of love, not the Ten Commandments, although we are to keep those, but we can't always keep those. That's the point of the gospel of grace. We don't save ourselves by behaving. We strive to obey the Lord after we're saved and we have the Holy Spirit. That's why when we sin, we grieve the Holy Spirit, because the new man is regenerated. The new man is alive in Christ. Christ living in us desires to do only that will of the Father, obey in every way. So when we sin, we grieve him. We grieve God. We grieve the Lord Jesus Christ. We grieve the Holy Spirit, because they are one. In turn, we harm ourselves. We rob, we steal our own joy. We turn away from the joy of the Lord that is found in abiding in Christ and being under his protective umbrella. When you obey the Lord, you're safe. Amen. You will be joyful. And no one will be able to take that away from you, no matter what the circumstances are. I'm not talking about like a carnival where everything is balloons and clowns, and although I think clowns are pretty creepy. I mean, you know, happy, everything. I'm not talking about that. Life has lots of trials. Lots of things happen. But those circumstances won't take you down in the same way. When you have the joy of the Lord and you have a right relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, you will be in that place, abiding with him, knowing he's with you in the storm, and no one will take your joy. So we talk about joy, it's not the world's definition of, you know, like a party or some kind of festival or clown show, okay? We're talking about the joy of the Lord, unreplaceable peace and resting and satisfaction that can't be found anywhere else in your soul, okay? So in John chapter 15, beginning in verse 9, Jesus said, "As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love." These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that ye love one another, as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends, if ye do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and ordained you, that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. These things I command you, that ye love one another. Praise God. So when we abide in the love of Jesus Christ, we love God above all, and we love one another, we're going to have that right relationship in our heart with him. And our joy will be full. And when we worship in spirit and in truth, we have great joy. When our heart is right and meek before God, our joy will be increased also. 1 Chronicles 29, 9 through 13. Then the people rejoiced for that they offered willingly, because with perfect heart they offered willingly to the Lord. And David the king also rejoiced with great joy. Wherefore David blessed the Lord before all the congregation. And David said, Blessed be thou, Lord God of Israel, our Father, for ever and ever. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness, and the power, and the glory, and the victory, and the majesty. For all that is in the heavens and in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all. Both riches and honor come of thee, and thou reignest over all. And in thine hand is power and might, and in thine hand it is to make great, and to give strength unto all. Now, therefore, our God, we thank thee, and praise thy glorious name. Amen. Praise God. And this is what brought great joy. Their heart was right before God, and they gave willingly. They offered unto the Lord of a meek spirit. See, they were abiding in the love of God. They submitted to his truth, repented, and they went back and offered unto him out of a right heart. Because with a perfect heart, they offered willingly to the Lord. And David the king also rejoiced with great joy. You can't be going through the motions, doing tasks and habits, and have joy. If your heart isn't right, and you're not doing these things unto the Lord for the right reasons, you need to take a break and pray and ask the Lord to refresh you and show you what's wrong. This is why I don't try to put out a show or a video every day or every week or even every month. When I'm led to, I will do it, Lord willing. But I can't make a schedule and try to pump these things out. That's not right. And when you're doing ministry work, it needs to be led by the Holy Spirit, not by a calendar. Okay, so unless you have some kind of a job-related responsibility in ministry, that's a whole other topic. Punch the clock. We don't do that here. But we're always busy doing something for the Lord. Amen. Now, this world's not going to be without troubles and trials. But here's the contrast. Psalm 32:10 through 11. Many sorrows shall be to the wicked, but he that trusteth in the Lord, mercy shall compass him about. Be glad in the Lord, and rejoice, ye righteous, and shout for joy, all ye that are upright in heart. There again, our hearts have to be right before God to really fully rejoice and have the joy of the Lord. We have to be abiding in him, and desiring and attempting to follow his commandments. It's an attitude in your heart. You're not running away. You're not ignoring him. You're humbling yourself and you're desiring to follow him. Sometimes that requires a lot of waiting, prayer and waiting to know his will. Isaiah 29:18-19. And in that day shall the deaf hear the words of the book, And the eyes of the blind shall see out of obscurity and out of darkness. The meek also shall increase their joy in the Lord, and the poor among men shall rejoice in the Holy One of Israel. Praise God. So what we see there is the saved will be freed. The meek and the humble, they're going to increase their joy in the Lord. Amen. We have sorrow and hard times in this world, and that's not to be denied. The devil can also discourage. The devil's main goal is to steal, kill, and destroy. Okay? But that's for a season only. He's defeated. Joy cometh in the morning. Okay? The Lord has victory over all. And if you're right with God, you will have joy in the middle of the storms. So just turn to Him, no matter what's going on. And it's got to involve time in His Word and prayer. Okay? If you're not reading the Bible, you're not going to have any joy. You won't know the word of truth. You won't have the seed in you. Be ready always to give an answer for the hope that lieth within you. That hope has to come from the word of God. All of God's promises are true. Amen? And that's the Lord Jesus Christ gave us his word. He came. The word was manifest and made flesh and dwelt among us. We beheld his glory. Okay? And we have to read the Bible to refresh and to feed ourselves spiritually. God feeds us that way, and he communicates with us. And this is how we know these promises, like the things that we started out with. Jesus Christ taught how to have joy abundantly by abiding in him, in his love, obeying his commandments, to love one another as he first loved us. It's all found in his word, okay? That's why it's dangerous for people to read so many quote-unquote Christian books, and they watch Dr. Oz and shows and all these little philosophical New Age gurus, and they don't know what the Bible actually teaches. They're easily led astray by deceitfulness and vain words and vain babblings of gurus and fools. And it's very subtle sometimes. Sometimes they'll even twist in a little verse. Oh, Jesus taught this too. And then they twist it, what it really means. That's what Satan loves to do, is to twist and discourage by leading God's children astray. Be careful, beware of that. When we come back, we're going to look further into the Bible, our source for truth, on Truth Dealer Radio. We'll be right back.
Truth Dealer Radio. No matter what time zone you're in, it's truth o'clock. The time is short. That is why KJV Prepper Christian shirts are worn to warn. KJV Prepper witness wear can be a bold witness to the unsaved and encourage believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. All designs are original. Visit KJVPrepper.com for effective Christian apparel worn to warn.
Praise God. Welcome back to Truth Dealer Radio. Right now we have all our fall hats and winter hats on sale for $17 at kjvprepper.com. I just wanted to mention that because that sale will be going on through till the new year, I believe. All Christian apparel, worn to warn. Let's get the word out about the love of Jesus Christ. Amen. Before the break, we were talking about how the devil likes to steal and destroy and hinder our joy, because ultimately sin hinders our joy. Because if abiding in the Jesus Christ, abiding in the Lord and obeying him brings fullness of joy, that's easy to figure out. Obviously, sin grieves the Holy Spirit. It robs us of our joy. It's why he comes to steal. Okay? So getting back to the scriptures, ultimately the main reason to rejoice is because Jesus Christ, God, forgives us of our sins. Okay? Even when the devil does deceive us and we sin, or we deceive ourselves, we go after our own lusts, and we sin. I'm not blaming all sin on the devil, okay? We are sinners. But Christ forgives our sins, and this is the ultimate source of joy, is abiding in his love. The gospel teaches us of his love. For God so loved the world, he sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him shall not perish, but have eternal life, everlasting life. Okay? And that's not something we deserve. Amen? That's by God's grace alone. We're saved by grace through faith alone. It's not of works, lest any man should boast. And this is a reason to rejoice. Amen. This is the ultimate rejoicing in the gospel of Jesus Christ and abiding in him, resting in him as our ultimate Savior, our High Priest, our God and our King forever and ever. Amen. Psalm 30, verse 5, "For his anger endureth but a moment, in his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning." Praise God. Praise God that we're going to see that morning, the ultimate redemption of our souls and bodies when we're glorified and when we meet him in the air, or when we pass over into eternity with him. It's just impossible to imagine the joy and the beauty of that moment. So we just give praise and honor and glory to Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you, Lord, for your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you for making a way for us, because we are as dust, Lord. We are nothing. We praise you in Jesus' name, Lord. Glory to God. John 16:22. "And ye now therefore have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man taketh from you." Praise God. See, when we need to abide in Jesus, no man will take that joy from us. As I said, we turn away, you want to sin, you want to fool around, do this and do that, you'll go down. You will not have that joy. That's a shame and a sorrow in itself too, because that joy is what others need to see. Christ living in us. To really know Jesus Christ. To really see a true picture of a Christian. Not a depressed sloth. Okay? We need the joy of the Lord living out in our heart, mind, and body for everyone to see. Praise God in heaven that he can, by abiding in him, abiding in his love, and his word daily, just meditating and praying, will grow. And that others will see that change, sanctification. Amen. Psalm 51, 7 through 13. This is a great picture of David who turned away. They had to turn back to God, and he wanted to be restored. Amen. Because he didn't have that joy. He was reaping the painful consequences of his sin. "Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins, and blot out all mine iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee." Praise God. There's so much in that one passage. And so much of it applies to what we're talking about. Amen. He's acknowledging that he was not right with God in his heart. He did not have a perfect heart towards God. He was not abiding in God's love. Amen. And he's asking God, he's humbly, meekly, repentantly asking God to forgive his sins. Praise the Lord. And he's asking God to restore the joy of the salvation of the Lord unto him. It also mentions here, "Uphold me with thy free spirit." So, as we talked about before the break, salvation is a free gift. Amen. It's all of God. It's all of God. 100% all. Jesus Christ is all in all. He's the author and the finisher of our faith. Amen. So when we say believe and repent, neither one of those things is a work that we do. It's a gift of God bestowed upon us. It's God's sovereign grace saving your soul. There is no work that we do that has anything to do with that. Amen. None. It's all or nothing. It's all God or it's nothing at all. Praise God for that fact. Because if we could mess it up, we would. There's a lot of people out there who preach spiritual pride. And they're hung up on do's and don'ts. And they're hung up on pointing fingers at people. And they're doing beyond what's called fruit inspection, because we can all do a little bit of that. There is such a thing as evidence of salvation in a person's life. There's also such a thing as soul liberty. And there's also such a thing as sanctification. Every person who's ever been saved has grown in a similar but different way. So it's very hard for you to point your finger at a person and say, because they do this and I don't, or because they don't do this and I do, that person's not saved. Woe unto you, you self-righteous hypocrite Pharisees. Repent and abide in Jesus Christ. Because you're over there saying, thank God I'm not like that guy. I do this and I don't do that. Look at him. He did that. You're judging unrighteously in many cases, people who do that. There's other times when it's clear cut. Judgment is really discernment. It's self-righteous judgment that Jesus Christ preached primarily against. One of the main sins against the Pharisees was self-righteous judgment. He was rebuking them constantly for that, calling them devils and hypocrites and vipers and children of the devil, okay? And he rightfully so did that. And people need to watch out for that. Because again, the main point, the ultimate joy is being forgiven of our sins. Jesus Christ, God himself, loved us before we knew who he was, amen? We were his enemies. We were yet without God. We were estranged, alienated from him by our own sin. He called us. He chose us. He called us away out of that and saved us by his power, by his sovereign grace. So don't be self-righteous. Remember where you were before you ever had a thought about serving Jesus Christ, when you were his enemy. In fact, you mocked and scoffed at God, even if not with your own tongue, verbally, in all your actions, in all your attitudes, in all your thoughts. And all of us did before we were saved. So don't be self-righteous anymore. Romans 5, 8 through 11. But God commandeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. Praise God. It's the ultimate joy. At any time in the day, just think about the gospel. Just meditate and focus on God, your Savior. And you can direct joy. You can direct praise. You can direct love towards God. And just realize, we're nothing. You're nothing. I'm nothing. God, help us through whatever's going on. Just direct it all towards him. He is in control. He loves us. And he has it under his power, under his control. Whatever we ask of him in his will, it will be done. And that's another thing Jesus was telling us about in John chapter 15. He's talking about how you're going to ask the Father in my name, it shall be done for you. Amen? Abide and rest in the love of Jesus Christ. Don't allow circumstances or the news, fake or otherwise, to dictate your moods, okay? This is hard for us. It's hard for me. There's so much lies and deception out there. Topics ranging from the creation of the world to up till today. There's so much lies. We need to focus on sharing the gospel with people. That's why we produce Christian Apparel. It's to get a simple, bold message out that people need to hear. Jesus loves you. Jesus died for you. You're a sinner. You need God. You need to be forgiven. You need to be saved. You must be born again. Repent and turn from your idols. and believe the gospel, okay? This is the message that the world needs to hear before they're going to understand anything else. So, you know, we're not going to use expose NASA or this or that to change their heart. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. We need to get the word of God into their ears and their eyes and preach to them and share with them. Give them gospel tracts. Have conversations with them. Show them what's in the Bible. Share your testimony. I've said this before. Sharing your testimony is a great way to share the gospel with someone on a one-on-one level. They're most likely not going to walk away from you. If you're talking to them and you're sharing with them about your life story, you have a captive audience. In some regards, you can make it 2 minutes long. There you go. Doesn't have to be a 45-minute long tale. It's a great way to witness. Amen? If you're not used to doing that, practice. Pray and ask God for wisdom. Amen? And I just want to encourage everyone out there to abide in Jesus. Examine yourself. Okay? If you don't have joy, there's a reason. And you either need to repent of some things, confess some things, get right with God, even if it's an attitude, not necessarily an action. In your heart, examine, bring it before God, get into His Word, and let Him lead you to scriptures that apply. God will show you through the Holy Spirit. You'll find the verses that apply to your problem. And then you need to submit, amen, to that. Submit yourselves, therefore, unto God. Resist the devil, and he'll flee from you, okay? So I thank God for today. I thank God that you're listening. That's going to be it for this show. If you want to support Truth Dealer Radio, there is a way to do that at truthdealer-radio.com. Thank you for listening. God bless you. I hope you tune in again next time. Be strong.
Truth Dealer Radio. No matter what time zone you're in, it's Truth O'Clock. TruthDealerRadio.com.
You keep talking about Jesus, some folks out there just might be listening.